This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin in California, where so much snow has fallen in the Sierra and other mountain ranges that residents are still struggling to dig out days after earlier storms. Roofs have collapsed. Cars are buried. South Lake Tahoe Fire Rescue Battalion Chief Kim George.
Some of these shaded neighborhoods have probably 8-10 feet in the city, and the county area is even more so. With all of the snow load and the amount of weight that's sitting on roofs, we have some pretty significant concerns coming up with roof snow load with all the rain.
She was heard there on KGO-TV. A gunman shot up a Jehovah's Witnesses hall in Hamburg, Germany last night. By the time it was all over, 8 people were dead, apparently including the suspected shooter, who prosecutors say was a former member of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Russia's President Putin is congratulating China's leader Xi Jinping, who's won another term as president. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The ceremonial National People's Congress awarded Xi his third 5-year term with a vote of 2,952-0. The outcome was a foregone conclusion for a leader who has sidelined potential challengers and filled the top ranks of the Communist Party with his supporters since taking power in 2012. In October, Xi broke with tradition and had himself named to a third 5-year term as party leader. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former President Trump calls it a witch hunt, but he now reportedly has an opportunity to testify before a New York grand jury that's been investigating hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign. Prosecutors are nearing a decision on whether to proceed with what could be the first criminal case ever brought against a former U.S. president. The actor Robert Blake has died. He was 89. He starred in the TV show Beretta. This is AP News. Texas has executed a convicted killer.
Texas has executed an inmate for the drug-related killings of 4 people more than 30 years ago, including a woman who was 9 months pregnant. All 4 had been tied up and shot in the head in a Houston home during a drug robbery in 1992. 52-year-old Arthur Brown Jr. received a lethal injection in Huntsville, Texas. His execution was carried out after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to stop it. Brown's attorneys had argued he was exempt from execution because he was intellectually disabled. Brown was the 5th inmate in Texas and the 9th in the U.S. put to death this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The CEO of American Airlines says he's ready to give pilots pay raises. A senior captain on a plane like a Boeing 777 would earn almost $600,000 a year. A pilot on a Boeing 737 could make almost $500,000 a year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.